And welcome back to MTG Eternities. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. I think this week's episode is going to be significantly shorter than most of the other episodes I've been putting out lately. That's just due to Pro Tour Kyoto just being so decisive what the top 8 is. Doesn't leave much room to discuss some things. I will go over why I think it occurred like that. And I'll let you be the judge for the following standard and see if my ideas are right and hopefully they change, or if we're to see a red tide soon flood in for Magic the Gathering. First and foremost, when it came to Pro Tour Kyoto, there were a total of 367 decks. Out of those 367 decks, I'm going to break down the numbers individually. So we had 7 black-red decks, we had 45 black-green constrictors, 115 Ramunap red, 53 mono-black zombie, 29 red-blue control, 17 Timur energy, 24 red-green ramp, 33 Mardu vehicle, 7 Timur emerge, 18 white-blue God Pharaoh's gift decks, 9 red-green pummeler decks, 6 white-blue flash decks, and finishing out the 367 were 4 mono-red Eldrazi decks. Now, obviously the biggest number there is 115 Ramunap red decks. And I don't know if that's just what everyone decided to bring, or if it was the most stable, or if it was the cheapest to build at that time. It's hard to judge. I just think the deck's really consistent right now. It's in a good spot, and it doesn't stand to lose too much upon rotation. In fact, when we get to Ixalan, it could just be all the better. We could see more hasters come out of it. We need to see more Ixalan spoilers before we can make any judgments on that. Out of those 367 decks, again, 115 of those were Ramunap red. So I'm also going to throw into that 115 the 7 black-red aggro decks, because all in all, those decks are very similar together. That leaves the total field to 122 Ramunap red or red-black aggro decks out of 367. So you divide the 122 decks by 367, and that'll get you 33%. 33% of the field was effectively Ramunap red, or some variant of it. I don't think we've seen an outspoken number like this in a while since the Pro Tour last, where most of the field was Aetherworks Marvel, or before that it was Saheeli combo. So that leaves us in a space where people are starting to wonder, are they going to ban anything out of mono red to lower how aggressive the deck is? My personal opinion, I've been proven wrong before, but I don't think I'm going to be proven wrong here. They're not going to ban anything out of Ramunap red. The deck, even though it doesn't lose a lot on rotation, it loses enough to me for it not to be a huge threat, unless we get a lot more Ixalan hasters, in which case we do have emerging archetypes coming out of Ixalan. We're going to have white-black vampire, we're going to have pirates, we're going to have dinosaurs. I'm sure there's going to be some version of Vraska control or that's going to end up being splashed in with Nicol Bolas. I could be wrong, but I'm sure it's going to be tried out, and that's only from what we've seen. A lot needs to be replaced once the red deck cycles, but for the most part, it still maintains its piece as a whole. It just replaces a couple of one drops with some other one drops that aren't as great as Village Messenger or Falconwrath Gwardry. Instead, have to replace it with Soulscour Mage or something else. But all in all, the deck will still be solid. I think it'll be slowed down. And I don't think they're going to ban anything within the next 3 months out of Standard. It's too soon after seeing the ban. I think we're going to see a rest cycle finally where we're not going to see a ban happen. And it's just going to give the format time to recuperate. I think that's kind of what Standard needs right now with all these emerging decks listed. I think this is the first time in the longest time, actually, that we've had this many Standard decks that are viable within Standard. Granted, again, it is dominated by Ramunap red or any variant of it, and it is rather unexpected, but I think that we'll be in a good spot for a little while when it comes to Standard. I don't think we're going to see a ban. Jokingly, I think the only card they could ban out of Ramunap red, they're not going to ban a Planeswalker, they're not going to ban Chandra Torture Defiance, they're not going to ban Glorybringer or anything like that. If anything, they're going to be looking at one of the minor annoyances. They're going to be looking at Bombat Courier, which isn't broken. You kill the thing and your opponent loses all their cards. They're going to be looking at Earthshatter Kenra out of anything. Those two cards, I think, put up enough numbers in all variants of the deck. And those two cards they're not bannable whatsoever. They're super easy to deal with. You just Magma Spray them, you don't have to deal with them ever again. their annoyances. But at that point of which you gotta be looking at, is there anything, like I stated before, bannable out of Ramen Up Red? And as I said before, I don't think there is. But if you're going to be looking at two cards, those are the two cards I think put up the most numbers this weekend. It's still tough to say. I don't think anything major is going to happen with the whole banning situation. I think Standard's clear for the next 3 months. If anything, you need to be concerned about Modern. As of right now, in Modern, Eldrazi Tron and Death Shadow both take up the majority of Modern decks, to the point of which where Affinity, once a very popular deck, is now sitting at 6%. A control deck, I think, right now emerging out of Modern is White-Blue Control, and that's only sitting at 5-6% playability. So, if anything, we're probably going to see a ban in Modern. Unfortunately, something from Eldrazi is going to go, and unfortunately something from Death Shadow is going to go. If I had to take my guess from Death Shadow, it's probably going to be Death Shadow itself. If I had to guess something from Eldrazi Tron, it's probably going to be Walking Ballista. I don't think they want to kill the decks completely. I think they want to have variants. So at least that's what I'm hoping. That's my only reason for them hopefully not banning Death Shadow. Hopefully it's going to be something else out of the deck. Like I've stated before, Mishra's Bauble, or if it's Grixis Death Shadow, I don't know what they can take out. It would at that point have to be Death Shadow, I think. Whereas Eldrazi Tron, what's giving it all that boost is the effect that it can play Walking Ballista for 7, 8 at any given time, and equip a Basilisk Collar and wipe the field. I think if you banned Walking Ballista, you're going to severely slow the deck down, and that's going to allow the format to adjust itself a little bit more, and Eldrazi Tron's going to be pushed back just a little bit. It's a good deck, and the deck still remains as a whole, but without a powerful piece like Walking Ballista, I think the deck will slowly fall out of popularity, back into the 5-6 percentage of numbers that it needs to be in. I don't want either deck to die. Let me make that clear. I do not want Death Shadow to die. I do not want Eldrazi Tron to die. To me, neither of these decks are fantastic to play against, but they're matchups where I have a chance to do something. I normally play Affinity, and Affinity, it's the only deck that has a 50-50 matchup across the board. There are rarely any decks where Affinity has a losing chance to start out. Grixis Control being one, of course, because they play Colgan's Command main or something like that, or anything that has an exuberant amount of removal, I'm not going to stand that great a chance against. Other than that, Affinity does fairly well against most decks depending on what kind of hand you keep. So as I stated before, I do think Modern's going to end up taking the next ban come this 3 month cycle. I think that's where it's going to be. I think it's going to be within some version of Death Shadow, and it's going to be within some version of Eldrazi Tron. Both of the decks are above 10% when it comes to MTG top 8 numbers, both online and in real life. The fact of the matter is that both those decks are taking up that great of a percentage of the field, and nothing else within Modern comes close. Not even a popular deck like Affinity, not even Scapeshift, the new White-Blue Control deck that's coming out, nothing compares to those two as a solid number. I like the decks, but I think now might be the time to start moving some of your extra Eldrazi Tron stuff. Now might be the time to move some of your Death Shadow stuff. I'm hoping that this isn't the case, but I have a gut feeling that kind of tells me that's going to be where the next ban is going to be seen. Back to Standard, though. As I mentioned before, Pro Tour Kyoto had quite a variance in Standard. There were 13 different Standard decks that showed up to the main event. Granted, none of them were combo. They were all a variant of aggro and control. Now, when it came down to it, what took the top place for Pro Tour Kyoto was exclusively aggro. The top placing decks from in order from 1st to 8th are, I don't know why MTG Top 8 decided to call it this. It's called Comeback Red. Realistically, it's just another version of Ramen Up Red. Second place was Golgari Constrictor. Third place was Ramen Up Red. Fourth place was Ramen Up Red. Fifth place was Mono Black Zombie. Sixth place was Red Black Aggro. Seventh place was Ramen Up Red. And eighth place was Ramen Up Red. I don't know if any of you noticed a pattern there or not, but six out of the eight decks were a version of Ramen Up Red. So there's not a lot of deck teching you could do with that. It's just a matter, I think, at least in my opinion, I did get to catch a little bit of the Pro Tour via stream and stuff like that. But at least in my opinion, it came down to roles. Who went first and who decided to lay out their stuff first? That's, to me, for the majority of the time, that seemed how it seemed to be in these Ramen Up Red matchups. Who went first, who laid down their stuff first, who got to go off first. The decks do have quite a bit sideboard to deal with other Ramen Up Red decks. But it's the important thing here in this case is who got game one. exclusively who got game one in the Ramanop Red matchups mattered the most. And for me, 30% of the field being a version of Ramanop Red, that's not great. That's a very large chance to play a mirror match. So again, it came down to sideboard, who was better suited for the sideboard come the Ramanop Red matchup. I really wish that the top eight was a bit more diverse considering how many standard decks that we had at this tournament. We had 13 different standard decks, and out of those 13, three showed up. And even those three variants that showed up, it's not a lot. It's not like it's Ramanop Red, Golgari Aggro, followed by Mono Black Zombies in that order repeating. No, six of them are Ramanop Red versions. And then only one is a Mono Black Zombie deck, and only one is a Golgari Constrictor deck. I don't know what that says about the state of standard for the next 3 months. I'm hoping that it's not all Ramanop Red. I'm hoping that we do have some variants. I'm currently playing an Is It Control list, dropping Torrential Gear Hulks, nothing incredibly major. That's still what I'm running. It still does well. I do have issues against the Ramanop Red variants that pop up from time to time. But the issue is, for whatever reason, whenever I play a Ramanop Red deck, I can't draw land. I don't know what it is. It's just my curse. I'll have a good hand filled with removal or filled with counterspells, and then I'll never get my 6 land to start casting my Gear Hulks, or I'll never get past turn 2 before I'm overrun and I can't cast in. It's the Sweltering Sun out of hand. Just wipe the field and deal everything. I'll be stuck at 2 land, and they'll just swarm the field. It's a difficult situation, I think, but it's a very manageable one. I've had games where I've won against the Ramanop Red decks before with Is It Control, and I don't think it was that Is It Control was run out. I think it was just the fact that Ramanop Red just had the better hand most of the time for most situations. So bear with me here. Comparing the day one to day two numbers, right? So day one, there were 7 red-black aggro decks. Day two, there were 6. That shows consistency with it. Granted, there were only 7 decks total out of the 367 decks there. So not very many people got to play against this variant. So I could see that being a sweeper and lying underneath the bridge and getting it to top. When it came to Black-Green Constrictor, 45 decks showed up day one and 35 made it to day two. So again, that shows consistency. That's a large portion of the field. And a lot of decks were able to overcome Black-Green Constrictor, knocking 10 out before day two. But at the same time, 35 made it to day two. And out of that 35... only one made it to top 8. And going back to that 6 prior that made it to day 2, only one made it to top 8. Then you look at the Ramanop Red deck. 115 day 1. 84 day 2. Still taking up a majority of the day 2 column. Well into day 2. It almost looks, if you do a comparison, almost looks like it's again 33% just by itself. It has that much of a hold. I kind of wish that some other decks made it through, but the odds of playing a Ramanop Red deck eventually and it knocking you out or doing something to stifle your chances to day two seem rather great, especially with this field comparison. And then out of those 84 that made it to day two, again, 5 or whatever, 6 made it to top if we include it into the red-black aggro variant. And then finally, with Mono Black Zombies, 53 day 1 and 36 day 2. So you see that Mono Black Zombies took quite a hit. I kind of wish that they were Splash Blue for the Scarab God. It would have done them well, I think. But it's just one of those situations where out of those 4 decks that showed, or out of those 4, or out of those 3, not many were able to make it past the Ramanop Red decks. I'm honestly a little bit surprised that the Zombies couldn't hold their own, considering they're able to put out as much force as they are usually able to, but I guess not being able to block quite a bit of damage over time will eventually kill you compared to just a wall that Zombies is able to normally put out. And then we compare that to the last few decks that didn't make it into it. So day one, the red-blue control decks, or Is It Control, 29 showed up day one, only 19 made it to day two. Timur Energy, 17 showed up day 1, only 11 made it day 2. Red Green Ramp, 24 day 1, 15 day 2. Mardu Vehicles, 33 day 1, 20 day 2. Timur Emerge, 7 day 1, only 4 day 2. The White Blue God Pharaoh's Gift Deck, 18 day 1, 10 day 2. So it took a significant loss, but there's still enough there for it to possibly make it to top. Unfortunately, I think the deck is just too slow, but that's just my take on it. Going further again down the list, Red Green Pummeler, 9 day 1, only 5 day 2. White Blue Flash, 6 showed up, only 3 made it to day 2. And Mono Red Eldrazi, 4 showed up and only 2 made it to day 2. And the reason I'm not including the Mono Red Eldrazi into that build effectively for Ramunap Red, it's just got a higher curve most of the time from the decks that I did see. And most of the Ramunap Red decks have moved the one Eldrazi they used to side or are no longer using the Eldrazi, so they've swapped it out completely. I do think the decks are a little bit different, and that it's not worth it to add those 4 decks into the percentage, honestly. Those 4 decks aren't going to do a heck of a lot, especially considering only 2 made it to day 2. As I stated before, I really wish that there was a significant change within the format for this particular standard, that Ramunap Red doesn't seem to be the big bad deck coming out. I don't think it's going to be the big bad deck for the next few months. In fact, I'm kind of hoping upon Excellent Spoilers we'll see a little bit more show up and more decks pop up. I think Red-Green has a good chance, especially with all the Red-Green dinosaurs popping up. I think Red-Green has a good chance to do a lot. I think we'll see Red-Green monsters pop up again. I think we'll see some variant of Merfolk pop up. Vampires. It does share a lot of colors with the zombie deck, so I'm not sure if zombies will see significant support. I think zombies, unfortunately, is going to die upon Ixalan's release, and instead it will get replaced to some degree with vampires. I think that's probably what's going to happen. I do think it is valid to start trading off a lot of your zombie extra zombie stuff. I don't think it's going to maintain price, and we have yet to see many, if any, zombies get spoiled. I think Pirates was going to do something. I think we're going to see a resurgence of Tribal to some semblance of degree. But out of all these decks, though, it's surprising again to me that Ramunap Red took as much of a placing as it did. It took that big of a placing in the top 8. It's my hope that even though the Pro Tour just happened, a lot of people kind of bored against Ramunap Red at this point, more decks start taking presence and taking a higher priority over Ramunap Red. Granted, I used to play Red. I'm sure a lot of people did when they first started, so I'm kind of happy to see Red make this resurgence. I think this is the strongest Mono Red's been since, arguably for me, Zendikar. Original Zendikar was the last time Mono Red was strong. You had Mono Red Goblins with a series of burns. You had Goblin Guide, you had Goblin Chieftain, you had Warren Instigator, plus you had Lightning Bolt, Burst Lightning, and a bunch of other valid burn spells. And to me, that's the last time Mono Red was really strong. We had Kuldotha Red, and I wasn't a huge fan of the deck. And then recently we had Red Devotion. I liked that deck, but comparison to me, it's like apples to pineapples at this point. I think comparison-wise, the Zendikar Goblin Burn deck was far superior to Devotion. I think it outran it. I think with the very amount of burn spells that Zendikar gave us access to at that time, it was just outstanding. So if you compare the Zendikar Goblin Burn deck to this variant of Burn, I honestly think that the Goblin Burn deck again would take priority over this. With Ramunap Burn, you have a lot of creatures in the deck that have haste. Goblins had more. You have a few burn spells in the deck, like Shock and other burn spells depending on the deck. Mono Red Goblin Burn from Zendikar had Lightning Bolt, Burst Lightning, Searing Blaze, a bunch of other burn spells depending on what you were running. And I just really enjoyed that variant of Burn in comparison to this. It was quicker, it had more spot removal, and I think this is the strongest burn. This is the strongest Mono Red deck we've seen in a long time. Granted, it's probably the strongest deck we've seen since Theros Block Mono Red Devotion. Red always finds a way to come back. But if you compare this to the Devotion deck even, I think the Devotion deck had a better chance overall holding its ground compared to this. Devotion cards added Purphoros, other things like that. It had a stronger god. So as time goes on, I don't know why Wizards has chosen to weaken Red to that extent. I think they don't want to add any burn spells into Modern. With every burn spell that's printed, Modern has a chance to further include different burn spells. I don't think they want to print Lightning Bolt again. I don't think they want to print strong burn spells, Burst Lightning, stuff like that, a Tarka's Command, Skullcrack, or whatever at that given time. I don't think they want to give Burn that satisfaction of possibly getting a new thing for its deck. They had a chance with Harsh Mentor, and unfortunately Harsh Mentor kind of flopped. It hasn't made as big as an impact as we were hoping in Modern, and it hasn't made as big as an impact as we were hoping to in Standard. where it's made its impact is in EDH, it's made its impact in Legacy. Hopefully, the Harsh Mentor makes a bigger impact in Modern. It seems like it has a place there, and I'm hoping eventually Standard picks it up with whatever comes out of Ixalan. I think Harsh Mentor is bound to pick up steam. I do hope a lot of the other decks pick up steam as well. I'm hoping the Black Ring Constrictor deck starts to figure out decent counters against Ramunap Red. I really enjoy Is It Control right now. I've never been a huge Control fan, but I think this is the strongest Control has been probably since Ravnica Block, and I'm hoping that once, if the cycle happens and we regain some lands for Is It Control, I think Is It Control stands a good chance of coming back, or it can splash into Grixis Control if the option is given. Something needs to happen for Control to make it. And granted, no one likes to play a Control-dominated format. Very few Control players like to play a Control-dominated format. They like having aggro there. They like having combo there. Because I think if you're playing Control against Control, yes, it's a chess matchup, but it's the same chess matchup at that point. At least with combo there, at least with aggro there, you have potential to do stuff, other stuff, fun stuff with your sideboard. So it's just a matter of time, I think. So don't fear the red tide, people. I think we have enough going for us that the red tide's not going to matter. With that in mind, it's just a matter of time before we see the winds of change happening. We're going to see a lot of decks cycle. Emerge is going to go. Eldrazi's going to go. A lot of the stuff from Ramunap Ramp is going to go. Zombies is dead upon rotation. Mardu Vehicles maintains a lot of its stuff, so keep that in mind. Pummeler decks maintain a lot of its stuff, and Izzet decks maintain a lot of their stuff. And God's Pharaoh's Gift also maintains a lot of its stuff. So I think those are the four decks that we're going to need to keep our eye on. We're also, of course, going to need to keep an eye on the variants of Ramunap Red, whether it be Rakdos Ramunap or regular Ramunap Red. I think those two decks, upon the release of Ixalan, will get something, and we'll need to keep our eye on those decks as well. So what are your thoughts on the current state of Standard? Do you think a banning's going to eventually happen for Standard? Do you think a banning's possibly going to happen for Modern? Do you like the Ramunap Red deck? Do you like its other variants? Is there a particular Standard deck that you're holding on to because you think that's going to be the next Standard deck upon rotation to take precedence? Do you think that deck's going to make a headway? If so, I'd like to know. I'd love to hear your comments and thoughts in the comment section down below, or tweet me at MTG Eternities. Let me know what you think. Let's get a conversation started about this. Also, before I go, I mentioned a few weeks back that I was going to introduce a contest for my 10th episode special. I'm going to hold off on that for a couple more weeks. I'm about to go on a small vacation. I don't want to do this kind of while I'm on vacation, so I'll probably save it for the 12th episode or so. Once the 12th or maybe 13th episode, lucky number 13, and just put this contest out there. So please keep your eyes open for that. So finally, I'd like to say all lines of thought are open for all Magic Seekers. This is your host from MTG Eternities, signing out.